AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Arnold Palmer is being remembered by fellow golf star Jack Nicklaus as an icon and a legend. Nicklaus says Palmer took the game from one level to a higher level virtually by himself and along the way had millions of adoring fans. Palmer, who has died of heart problems in Pittsburgh, once said that early in his career, veteran golfers didn't give him much of a chance of doing well at the Masters.
Most of them thought that the way I played was not going to be conducive to playing this golf course and winning this tournament.
But he ended up with 7 major championships and 62 PGA Tour wins. Arnold Palmer was 87. The 20-year-old man suspected of killing 5 people with a rifle at a Macy's makeup counter in Washington State is expected to make his first court appearance today. Neighbor Amber Cathy says she found Arkan Chayton odd.
He had weird interactions, like when you talk to him, he grunted, or he would just not say anything, or he was just really socially awkward.
Thousands of residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are evacuating their homes, moving to higher ground in advance of the expected crest of the Cedar River on Tuesday. Mayor Ron Corbett had this message for residents.
Some of us are a little frustrated, and there's obviously some stress in the community, but it's overtime. And we need to push hard these next 2 days to be fully prepared for that crest.
A man shot another man dead Sunday inside a Las Vegas Starbucks.
Trying to determine who was involved and who was not involved took a little bit of time. We do have a person detained that we believe is a suspect. We have one person who is deceased at Spring Valley Hospital.
Lieutenant Dan McGrath says the suspect left along with people being evacuated but was later arrested. A teenage surfer is in stable condition after he was bitten by a shark at an Australian beach. This is AP Radio News. Ready for the first Trump-Clinton presidential debate Monday night? AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports it promises high drama.
Some gaffes are legendary.
There is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe.
That was President Ford in 76. Iowa State political scientist David Anderson says both candidates hope to provoke one.
If you believe that anybody can walk out of a debate having said something that can be used against them in a campaign ad.
And the best chance for a gaffe, Anderson says, if Clinton gets under Trump's skin.
Exciting fireworks that could be termed a gaffe of epic proportions.
He says the question raised by the primaries is will voters hold Trump accountable? Mark Smith at the White House.
A weekend without street violence in Charlotte, North Carolina was highlighted on Sunday as the city hosted the NFL game between the Carolina Panthers and the Minnesota Vikings without interruption. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.